Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 249, recorded on Saturday, August 31st, 2019.
We made it! Yay!
And the 31st day of the Dog Days Podcasting Challenge. Boom, shakalaka. I sometimes, almost every time, fall off on this thing, especially once we get to Dragon Con. So, boom, it's done. This thing. And I am not leaving this room again until this thing is published. It's about 3:45 on Saturday. We've had a good day. Yesterday evening, what did we do? We like hung out with friends.
Went to the Hobbit sing-along.
Oh, yeah. Went to the sing-along. And then we hung out with some friends like, we tend to go late night or like late night Dragon Conners. So like this morning when we got up, it was like we were not going to be at the parade. We don't make the parade, but it has been fun. And actually, Charlotte has a story from earlier this morning. We'll go chronologically. So Charlotte has a story to describe from earlier this morning, and then I will talk about what another panel that I went to. This afternoon. Tag. It's okay.
Yeah, my panel's going to be more interesting. But this is my funny story from Dragon Con that I heard at a panel. It was the Expanse panel, which I don't watch. Ken watches, but I may watch it after this. And the guy that plays Amos was telling the story that it was after the show had been canceled by Sci-Fi, and they were at like some kind of space con or something. But it was real space people there. It wasn't just like a Comic-Con, it was real space people there, and scientists kind of space people. And so they're sitting there, and their producer is texting while they're at this panel or whatever, and then he goes up to speak, and he announces that they have been picked up by Amazon and that the Rossi will fly again. And they're all really excited, of course, and everybody jumps up, and they're jumping up and down, and they're hugging strangers and patting each other on the back, and he's patting this older gentleman on the back. And the guy looks a little bit cranky, and in a minute he realizes that the guy's back he's patting is Buzz Aldrin. And he's like, "Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Mr. Aldrin." And Buzz Aldrin says, "I don't know who you are, and I've never watched your show, but get your damn hands off of me." So for some reason, that made me laugh, and that's my amusing story from a panel. So I'm out. Bye.
So that was fun, and then we had lunch, and fussed around a little bit, and then then we came back over to the Hilton, but we went to different panel. Well, Charlotte came with me to my panel, which like I had already looked at and said, "Ooh, I kind of like the look of this panel." And then she brought it up, and she came with me for like 3 minutes. It was a panel in the EFF track that was about, it was Randall Schwartz. It was like a, people who are nerds know he's like an old time hyper nerd, like Pearl guy. He's written a bunch of the Pearl books and everything. But he was doing a panel on how to develop and distribute apps using Flutter, which I have looked at vaguely a couple times and kind of been interested in. But after sitting through this panel, I'm up on some Flutter. I'm excited. It actually looks like a pretty cool way to develop apps. Flutter is a cross-platform application development, language and framework and stuff. Uses Dart, which is, it's a Google project, but it's on GitHub. It's an open source project on GitHub. Flutter itself is really the framework, I guess, of all the stuff and the things that let you compile down to different platforms. The language that it uses is Dart, which is Google's language of the day, but it's one that they're using because apparently they have transitioned a bunch of very important internal projects like AdSense to Dart. So it does, this is not a language you're going to throw away in the next 6 months. But for a long time, Flutter has been primarily a this lets you cross compile, so you can write with one code base. You can write one app that you can then compile to both Android and to iOS. But now they've added they're building like a web, so you can actually build like a web app off the same code base. You can build a desktop app off the same code base. Randall didn't demo the web or the desktop app, so I don't know if it's just Mac, just Windows, just Linux. I don't know about that one. And then you can also use it server side, so you can write like server backend stuff that you would normally. Yes, I'm in geek mode. That you would normally write in like Node.js. You can write it in Dart as well. So it was pretty cool. I mean, it was very high level, but I have been to the Flutter website a number of times, but the website is like, you know, 90,000 feet high level. This was more, it was like high level, like he's not showing code until like the last 5 minutes, but it was like in the weeds, like when he was describing functionality and stuff. And I'm like, I'm sure there are problems with it. You know, I'm sure there are issues, but the primary thing I have been interested in, some level of primarily Android development, but if I can get it's a nice high level language. I don't like, I mean, it's kind of inspired by Java, but improved. I'm not a huge Java fan anyway. It's just like such a verbose boilerplate language. So if I can go with Dart instead of Java and develop for Android, and then at the same time have the opportunity to potentially develop for iOS and or the web, I'm like, how, like, why would I not do this? And there's some technical features in it that were really cool that he was describing. So yeah, I just like, I'm all excited about this one because I just got out of it like half an hour ago or whatever. But so that's what we've done so far this afternoon. And I should be, hopefully we're going to do a connect up at this point, because I might actually be a random person on another podcast at some point today, which will be fun, and that might happen. So hopefully that will, and we will do that. And then the dog days will be over. We are literally at the end of the dog days. So it has been fun this year. And I think this format of having like a lot of different, you know, like things to do every day has helped me get through the month easier. And I hope it will help me, like, you know, work into a weekly-ish podcast schedule. So we'll see how that works. We might even have some surprises up our sleeves, right, Charlotte?
Yeah.
So, this is it for the dog days for this year, but hopefully this is not it for Kenzoid's Autonomous. And this year, we will hopefully talk to you again relatively soon. Thanks a lot. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address and everything else is there. My podcast is Creative Commons License Attribution Sharealike version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you again, hopefully pretty soon. See ya. Bye.